like you told me last year, you switched back and forth from inside to outside so many times. This year, you kind of honed in at that inside position. Is that difficult to go back and forth? What is the difference? Do you have a preference? And just sort of give us the, kind of break it down for us how they differ.
It is a big difference going inside and outside. You get the, you see your reads come at you a little bit differently. But this year I've been mostly been focusing on inside, and that's really helped me out a lot. I just put all my attention towards one spot instead of last year where I was moving around quite a bit.
Well, when you look at this last game in New York against the Giants, stopping the run was something that was not kind of up to par from the first two games. What do you kind of see that happening? What do you guys need to do to kind of move forward?
We just need to have a good week of practice. We need to be more disciplined and run fits and just get in there and just see the film and just get on the field and put what we see in the film room onto the field. And I think we need to do a better job with that this week, and I feel like we will. I think guys are determined to go out there and just put a better product on the field.
How much has Brian Cushing helped you?
Cushing helps a lot. It's just his leadership being back. I know he's excited to be out there. The whole defense is excited to have him out there on the field. And just if I got a question about anything, I can just go right up to him and ask him. There's nothing for him. He's played, 5, 6 years now. And it just helps. This is good to have a guy beside you who has so many snaps. This is only my second year in the league and my first year really playing on defense. So just having someone like that with that much experience really helps out a lot.
Your second year for you, as you said, you're a guy that went undrafted. Your dad, of course, I covered your dad back in Atlanta back in the day. I don't want to give away too much here, but kind of went through the same thing coming out of school. How much have you kind of, two-part question, learned from him and following kind of what he did? He ended up, I think, to be a 5-time Pro Bowler. And, you know, just sort of, is there something a little bit more to prove for you because you came up this way?
I feel like I've learned a lot from my dad. We had similar roads getting here. I'm always on the phone with him trying to get little pointers here and there, anything that can help me be a better player. And I feel like it has motivated me not being drafted, not being one of the top guys they look out for him coming out that year. And I had to make the team the hard way. So anytime any bad days, anything, I just got to just grab onto that and just remember how I got here. It's through hard work, and I just got to keep going that way.
Have you watched film, or do you watch film of him back in the day, and do you see similarities in the two of you, how you play?
We have a little bit different style. I'm a little bit bigger than he was. He was a big thumper on the inside. I'm trying to get how he was, so that's what's one of my goals, and I got to just keep on working. He had a great career, ended up playing 14 years with the Falcons, and it was just a great run for him. I just want to have, if I can have any type of success like that, that would be really wonderful.
You also played quarterback in high school and your first year in college. How does that maybe help you in the transition to being on the defense, knowing that you were and what it took to be on the other side of the ball?
It helps a lot. I've seen a lot of offensive sets playing quarterback. I call the plays. You get the signals in. It's similar to playing linebacker. You call the plays. You run the huddle. So now I'm just the quarterback on the other side of the ball, and I just try to take everything in stride. And just when I see something that's familiar that I have a feeling about, I just try to see it and react and just make a play when I can.
Mike Vrabel, your linebacker's coach, just what a guy who is not that far removed from the game, and we talked about what you've learned from Cushing or your dad or whatever, but what's Mike kind of brought to your game?
He brought a lot of a lot more experience, excitement. He's a guy who gives us it all every day. You think he's getting ready to play a game the way he comes and coaches us every single week, and I think the whole linebacker room really appreciates that. And every time we get on the field with him, he's really knowledgeable, and he puts his foot forward. And you know he's going to get your best effort. He's going to give you his best effort. So really appreciate that.
All right, looking ahead at this Buffalo game, I know you're kind of just getting into the film and just looking at this team, but what do you see from this offense that you guys need to stop?
You see an offense with a lot of playmakers, from the wide receivers to the running backs to the quarterback. And you know that if you give them opportunities, they're going to put points on the board. So we got to go out there and limit those opportunities and just try to keep the ball in the offensive hands so they can manage the game.